Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From Yonkers, New York, Sal Carenti, who wrote Bruno Sammartino, the autobiography of wrestling's living legend. Sal, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me.
I know that you understand what Bruno Sammartino meant to this city in particular. And I always wanted people to understand that in some ways he was even bigger in New York.
Yeah, he was. Here in New York, he was huge. I mean, I was at the Garden several times, even though I wasn't there during Bruno's huge heyday. I was there when they would bring him in for special events to be sure and ensure a sellout. And he always delivered, and the people were screaming and yelling for him just like they probably were when he was 30 years old and headlining it every month.
When did you first meet Bruno?
Well, I was introduced to Bruno first by a gentleman named Black Jack Brown, who actually is the gentleman who made the call a year ago today, asking me if it was true that Bruno had passed. And Bruno was part of the wrestling gab line that Black Jack Brown ran. And I was basically at the time a troubleshooting professional wrestling referee running around the country. So I would guest on the gab line from time to time as well. And Bruno would hear me talk and I'd hear him talk. And we just got to be friends through there. Bruno didn't know me at the time for anybody. And he asked Black Jack, who is this other guy? And Black Jack explained my role, and then that relationship grew from there. And then somebody asked me to convince Bruno to do an event in the Philadelphia area, and I was able to do that. And that's when I met him. The day of the event, I believe, was in 1990.
And as you document, and I was able to travel with Bruno to his hometown in Pizzaferrato in the Apennine Mountains in Abruzzo, Italy, about 3.5 hours east-northeast of Rome, where the Nazi SS occupied his town, and that's where people wonder, where does he get his heart and strength? He credits his mother.
Oh, absolutely. Bruno's mother was definitely his hero. What she went through to have her children survive is absolutely unbelievable. And the big thing about the book is not just wrestling fans read the book. And when you talk to somebody who's not really a wrestling fan, they're still amazed. They still say, hey, it's hard to put this book down, what he went through and all of that. And that to me is the real test of the story. It's easy for a great wrestling fan to get behind the Babe Ruth of professional wrestling. It's when somebody else has no real interest in the professional wrestling business, and maybe they just read the book because they know you or you've told them about the story. And when they come back with that kind of mentality, that's what tells you that you at least helped to show what this man went through. And then the other goal was to show people what you and I know about who Bruno the man outside of the ring was, because he really was a unique individual that treated everybody like they were the most important person in the world when they were in his presence.
I saw that time and time again, and how humble, in spite of the fact that how famous he really was, selling out as a headliner Madison Square Garden 188 times. And to give people a perspective of that, last year, Billy Joel just hit 100, to give you some idea of what an accomplishment that was, and the fact that he gave people at a time when the Italian-Americans, frankly, were part of the groups that were disenfranchised in many ways. He lifted people up.
He really did. Italian people are proud of him, but it just wasn't the Italian people. He knew how to reach out to people, and I'm so glad that, even though, quite honestly, Larry, it never occurred to me that Bruno wouldn't be here. And in speaking to some of his other friends, J.J. Dillon, Davey O'Hannon, none of us really ever considered that Bruno would not be here. So the book took longer to do just because I didn't really feel any pressure. And, you know, we were going to go do a book signing somewhere when the book came out and stuff. And even though it was, written before Bruno passed, then of course we put it together with the support of Daryl and Carol San Martino. We put the book together and got it out there for everybody to hopefully see. Bruno was happy at this point in his life to tell the real story of professional wrestling, and that was some of the critique of the original book, that it was written under the cloak of secrecy of the professional wrestling business, which Bruno held very true to, but once he saw that there was just no point to it anymore, that nobody was doing that, he finally gave the okay to write this book. So what people have wanted since the original book came out in, I believe, 1990, is now the stories behind the stories are there. And the people that even read the original book, or at least the one that we released about 11 years ago with just a couple of minor changes, or not even changes, additions, people are very happy to see Bruno speak about the business the way every other wrestler speaks about it today.
And I want you to hear what Bruno said about Pittsburgh.
This city has been very, very kind to me. Often I was asked, you traveled all over the world, did you ever consider living someplace else? And honestly, I've always said the same thing. No way, man.
No way, man. He loved Pittsburgh, too. Bruno Sammartino, the autobiography of wrestling's living legend, Sal Corrente. We appreciate your time and thoughts today, and our thoughts and prayers continue for his wife, Carol, and son, Daryl. It's been a very difficult year, and to his many, many fans who are listening right now, thank you, Sal.
Absolutely. Larry, if I could just add one more thing. The book that's printed now is 567 pages. It's available on Amazon. It comes in a black and white and a color version. The color version has about 275 color pictures in it. That one is probably more for the true fans. But other than that, the book's been out about 40 days, and we're very at least pleased with the reaction of the people that have purchased so far. And I thank you for your time, and certainly I definitely miss Bruno every day.
Me too, pal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.